So you tell me when you're ready.
Just a
good thing is, if you just read like a very simple book in French, you can get some maybe online or something. Like a basic story. Yeah. I should get my Spanish back on this week. I was thinking, because I love to take classes, they have a test for Spanish so that will grade you. And I was thinking maybe I should work getting just for the fun of it. Good for your brain.
Good morning. I have a few announcements for today. First of all, our newsletter had the incorrect date for our prayer service. The prayer service before Thanksgiving is November 22, which is Wednesday, at 6 o'clock, and it will be followed by the serving of wonderful pie. Another reminder is that we hope that you can share in our poinsettia fundraiser. The other thing that I also want to point out is that the Giving Tree still has several tags on it. And so for those of you who do not know, this is for the Justice Center, which helps with homeless seniors in our community. The last thing that I have for this morning is the memorial service for Artist Johnson will be November 29 at 11 in the morning. Thank you.
Blessed be the Holy Trinity, one God in whose image we are made, who claims us and calls us beloved. Amen. Holy One, we confess that we are not awake for you. We are not faithful in using your gifts. We forget the least of our siblings. We do not see your beautiful image in one another. We are affected by sin that divides your beloved community. Open our hearts to your coming. Open our eyes to you and our neighbor. Open our hands to serve your creation. Amen. Beloved, we are God's children, and Jesus, our beloved, opens the door for us. Through Jesus, you are forgiven. By Jesus, you are welcome. In Jesus, you are called to rejoice. Let us live in the promise prepared for us from the foundation of the world. Amen. Okay, I have prayer of the day. There we go. O God of justice and love, you illumine our way through life with the words of your Son. Give us the light we need and awaken us to the needs of others. Through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen.
Good morning. Some of the Thessalonians were worried that dead Christians would be excluded from the resurrection to eternal life when Christ comes again. Paul reassures them with a word of hope that all Christians, living or dead, will be raised into everlasting life with Christ. From the fourth chapter of 1 Thessalonians, we do not want you to be uninformed, brothers and sisters, about those who have died, so that you may not grieve as others do who have no hope. For since we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so, through Christ, God will bring with him those who have died. For this we declare to you by the word of the Lord, that we are alive who are left until the coming of the Lord will by no means precede those who have died. For the Lord himself, with a cry of command, with the archangel's call, and with the sound of God's trumpet, will descend from heaven, and the dead in Christ will rise first. Then we who are alive, who are left, will be caught up in the clouds together with them to meet the Lord in the air, so that we will be with the Lord forever. Therefore, encourage one another with these words. We'll be reading Psalm 70 responsively. Be pleased, O God, to deliver me. O Lord, make haste to help me. Let those who say to me, Aha, and gloat over me, turn back because of their shame. But as for me, I am poor and needy. Come to me quickly, O God. You are my helper and my deliverer. O Lord, do not tarry. Now I invite you, if you're able, to stand for the reading of the gospel.
The gospel for today is Matthew 25, verses 1 through 13. And Jesus said to the disciples, Then the kingdom of heaven will be like this. 10 bridesmaids took their lamps and went to meet the bridegroom. 5 of them were foolish, and 5 were wise. When the foolish took their lamps, they took no oil with them, but the wise took a flask of oil with their lamps. As the bridegroom was delayed, all of them became drowsy and slept. But at midnight there was a shout, Look, here is the bridegroom. Come out to meet him. Then all those bridesmaids got up and trimmed their lamps. The foolish said to the wise, Give us some of your oil, for our lamps are going out. But the wise replied, No, there will not be enough for you and for us. You had better go to the dealers and buy some for yourselves. And while they went to buy it, the bridegroom came, and those who were ready went with him into the wedding banquet, and the door was closed shut. Later, the other bridesmaids came also, saying, Lord, Lord, open to us. But he replied, Truly, I tell you, I do not know you. Keep awake, therefore, for you know neither the day nor the hour. Here ends the gospel. Please be seated. All right. Some of you know me, and many of you don't. My name is Bobbi Edwardson. I've been a member here at Spirit of Hope since 2015. I am a certified spiritual director, a Benedictine oblate, and a certified lay minister, and it is my pleasure to serve you today. The ushers are passing out sheets of paper. How many of you remember catechism? Anybody remember catechism? Sermon notes? Yes! Our favorite thing, right? Well, these sermon notes are fill in the blanks because I don't use slides for my PowerPoint. I use sermon notes. So, may these words of my mouth and this meditation of my heart be pleasing in your sight, Lord, my rock and my redeemer. After reading this gospel, I had some songs rolling around in my mind. And if you know me very well, you know you can say one word and I can say, that reminds me of a song. And that's what this gospel did. It reminded me of keep your lamps trimmed and burning. Give me oil for my lamp. I see heads nodding. And one that you might not know is a civil rights song called People Get Ready. So I knew after hearing those songs in my mind that I was called, what I was called to focus on today, being prepared and having my lamp ready. I am reminded of growing up in Nebraska. In the winter months, we had food saved in the fruit cellar, and we filled our lamps with oil and trimmed the wicks. We were prepared to be snowbound for a long time. During tornado season, we had our lamps filled with oil and the wicks trimmed because we never knew when a funnel cloud would come through and knock out our power lines and we'd be without electricity again. So fast forward to living in the desert and volunteering at Lost Dutchman State Park. When the hikers come in, I always ask them, do you have water? Do you have enough water? You need a pint per hour. And oh yeah, we've got water, we've got water. And I said, well, when your water is half gone, turn around and come back down. Be prepared. It seems like we are always preparing for something. I was preparing for this worship. I was prepared for surgery. We prepare to go to school. We prepare for vacation and camp and weddings and funerals, and the list goes on and on, doesn't it? Well, right now, we are at the end of our church year. There's only two more weeks, and the new church year begins on December 3rd with the first Sunday of Advent. And Advent is when we prepare for the birth of baby Jesus, the first coming of Christ. Did you hear that word, prepare? Yeah, always preparing for something, aren't we? So the parable begins with the kingdom of heaven will be like 10 bridesmaids who took their lamps and went to meet the bridegroom. Well, during this time that the parable, weddings lasted forever and ever. For us, you know, we plan our weddings maybe a month. Sometimes I've heard weddings planning begins a year in advance. Sometimes a wedding is a day in advance. But weddings can take a lot of time. During the parable, friends and neighbors would travel and gather for a celebration that would go on for days and days. And one of the highlights was when the bridegroom came in the night and took his bride from her father's house and then carried her to their new home. The path to the couple's new home would be lit by unmarried women of the village. who would hold their lamps high for the bridegroom to see where he was going. And the parable continues. Five of them were foolish, and five were wise. Those who were foolish, when they took their lamps, took no oil with them. But the wise took oil in their vessels with their lamps. Now, no one, not even the bridesmaids, knew when the bridegroom would be coming. And all ten fell asleep while they were waiting for him. And when they heard the cry that he was coming, they woke and discovered that their lamps were running low on oil. Five of the bridesmaids had brought extra oil. Like the wise hiker who carries extra water, they were prepared. Five did not have extra oil. And like the hiker who runs out and needs to be rescued, they were not prepared. The unprepared bridesmaids asked the prepared bridesmaids to share their oil. The answer was no, go buy some, because if we share our oil with you, we're not going to have enough for ourselves. So the foolish ones went off, and I'm not sure where they found it. I don't know if they had 24/7 oil stores, but they did find some. But when they got back, the door to the banquet feast was closed, and it wouldn't be opened again. Remember, all of the bridesmaids started with the same amount of oil in their lamps. But the wise ones were prepared. The foolish were not. So what does this have to do with us in 2023? Well, this parable is an allegory. And a parable is an earthly story with a heavenly meaning. An allegory is a picture, a poem, or a story that can be interpreted with a hidden meaning. So what's the hidden meaning here? Well, let's look at this. The bridegroom is Jesus. The banquet feast is the second coming of Christ. And the bridesmaids are us. Those that are prepared and those that are not prepared. Because we know who the bridegroom is and we know what the wedding feast represents, I'm going to focus on the bridesmaids. That's us. Are we prepared? How do we get prepared? Let's look at four things that we can do to get ready and how we can live ready. The first step is to show up and bring your lamp. That's the most important thing. Show up and bring your lamp. This is accepting God's call and saying yes to his call. We are called by God. When I played volleyball, the coach was always telling us to get our head in the game. That meant forget work, forget everything else, and focus on the ball. If we weren't ready to play, it would be like not having our lamp when God calls us to show up. We are called to be ready. We are called to be prepared. We are called to be faithful. So the first step is to show up and bring your lamp. And the second step is to refresh your oil. You know, you change oil in your car to keep it running. Well, you need to refresh the oil in your lamp to keep it burning. And sometimes we get so busy, we just go through the motions. During worship, our minds go to the football game, to making out our to-do list, and sometimes we might kind of nod off, right? So, what is the oil? Luther said that it is faith. How do we refresh our oil? We can take time for personal worship and reflection. We can spend time in prayer. This is sitting at the foot of the Master. And we can bring our old, burnt out, old, dried up lamps to the Savior and be refreshed. Be filled by the endless spring of love. The second step is to refresh your oil. The third step is to trim your lamp. Anyone know how to trim a lamp? To trim a lamp, you cut off the burnt end, right? And that is so that the flame burns brighter. The lamps I used when I was growing up in Nebraska had a little dial on it, so we could dial the wick up or down. If you dialed it down, the flame wasn't as bright. If you turned it up, it lit up the room. And the lamps that the bridesmaids had is very similar to one of these. Not very big compared to the lamps that we had in Nebraska. So they would put the oil in here. To trim this, they would push it down. When they pushed the wick down inside like this, the oil, it didn't burn brightly. But when they pulled it out, it burned more brightly. Doesn't hold a lot of oil, does it? So they had to be very, very conservative with their oil. Jesus wants us to be careful how we live and how we walk in our faith life. He told us that he is coming back. Remember what the two men said to the disciples who witnessed Jesus' ascension into heaven? In Acts 6, chapter 1, verses 6 through 11, it says, "Why do you stand here looking into the sky? This Jesus, who has been taken from you into heaven, will come back in the same way you have seen him go into heaven." We need to trim our lamps so we can focus on Jesus and be ready when he returns. The third step is to trim your lamp. The final step is to bring plenty of oil. Be prepared. That means be prepared. One of my friends liked to say her bags were packed, and so she was prepared. What I think she was saying was she had put her life into the hands of the one who came to save her. By trusting in Jesus completely, we can and will have plenty of oil. We will be prepared if we trust in Jesus. So I want to finish with the first line of the Curtis Mayfield, "People Be Ready." People get ready. There's a train a-coming. You don't need baggage. You just get on board. All you need is faith to hear the diesels humming. Don't need no ticket. Just thank the Lord. So to be wise like the bridesmaids and prepared for the bridegroom and the banquet feast, we need to what? First show up and bring our lamps, refresh our oil, trim our lamps, and bring plenty of oil, because only God knows the timing. So be ready. And all God's children say, amen. God of all goodness. Generations have turned to you, gathered around your table, and shared your abundant blessings. Number us among them that, as we gather these gifts from your abundance and give thanks for your rich blessings, we may feast upon your very self and care for all that you have made through Jesus Christ, our sovereign and servant. Amen. Please be seated for the prayers. And the response to Lord in your mercy is hear our prayer. Let us turn our hearts to God, our breath and life, as we pray for the church, the world, and all who are in need. O God, from whom we wait, come quickly to your people. Bring your salvation and center us in hope found only in you. Deepen our faith through meaningful worship and send us out with your justice and truth. Lord, in your mercy. O God, for whom we watch, we glimpse your power in rushing water and your beauty in the darkening night. Restore this creation and provide clean water to all people and animals. Save us from foolish, wasteful living. Lord, in your mercy. O God, for whom we long, let justice roll down like waters on all nations. Bless citizens with wise leaders. Save your children from war. We pray for the veterans of this community that they are supported and loved. Lord, in your mercy. O God, in whom we hope, we pray for all who are in need. Provide for those who experience homelessness or hunger. Support the under or unemployed and comfort any who are in suffering this day, especially for David and Rose and Wendy. And Tiffany, we ask for healing for Dorothy, Mike, and Rick. Lord, in your mercy. O God, for whom we listen, inspire the music ministry of our congregation. Fill our worship with songs to proclaim your greatness. Help us to sing and dance with joy and tell boldly of your salvation. Lord, in your mercy. O God, in whom we remain, we remember our loved ones who have died and now live in you. Bring comfort and assurance of new life to all who grieve. Lord, in your mercy. We offer our spoken prayers and those held in our hearts, trusting in your mercy through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen. Please stand for the Apostles' Creed. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, God's only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven. He is seated at the right hand of the Father, and he will come again to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, and the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. The peace of the Lord be with you always. And we share the peace now, I found out last night, so please share the peace. Peace be with you. Peace of the Lord. Peace be with you. Peace of the Lord. Peace be with you. Good to see you, Dolores. Peace be with you, Alora.
That's a great sermon.
Oh, thank you. Oh, thank you. I hope it was meaningful. Linda, peace be with you. Peace of the Lord.
It's peace. Thank you so much, Bobby.
For those who will be taking communion in your seats, we invite you at this time to get ready. It won't be too long. And also for those that are watching at home, we hope you'll grab some bread and some wine or grape juice. On the night in which he was betrayed, our Lord Jesus took bread. And after giving thanks, he broke it and gave it to his disciples and said, "Take and eat. This is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." Then after eating, our Lord took wine, and after giving thanks, he gave it to his disciples and said, "Drink ye all of it, for this cup is a new covenant in my blood, which is shed for you and for all people for the forgiveness of sins. Do this as often as ye drink it in remembrance of me." Let us pray together the prayer that our Lord taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not to temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. The body of Christ given for you. The blood of Christ shed for you. Come, for all is ready. And just a reminder that Spirit of Hope is an open communion, and so anyone that believes that Jesus is Lord can come forward to receive Holy Communion. body of Christ given for you. The body of Christ given for you.
Please stand. Lord Jesus, in this simple meal you have set a banquet. Sustain us on the journey. Strengthen us to care for the least of your beloved children, and give us glad and generous hearts as we meet you on the way. Amen. May the God of all creation, in whose image we are made, who claims us and calls us beloved, who strengthens us for service, give you reason to rejoice and be glad. The blessing of God, sovereign Savior and Spirit, be with you today and always. Amen. The worship is over. Now let the service begin. Thanks be to God.